Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachos Tes Zayim, Menachos 16a, pagination is 31, starting from the beginning of the page, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. This Mishnah deals with cases where the matir, the thing that's going to be brought on the Mizbeach, is twofold, is not just one thing in a certain amount. And if you only brought a small amount or something like that, we would have our questions. Over here, there are two distinct contributions to be the matir. We have one case, the kometz and the lavona, the amount that's being taken as a fistful of the flour, plus the lavona, which is a separate thing that's on the mincha. So those two things have to be brought on the mizbeach. Or, likewise, again in the case of the Shavuos Karban, where you have two kivasim, two lambs, and each of them have to be shecht in order to be matir, the breads. So again, we have a twofold matir. What happens if I only have intent by one of them, this unacceptable intent, that he's going to consume the consumable part after its proper time? Says the Mishnah, Pigil bekometz velo belavona, belavona velo bekometz. What happens if he had pigul intent when he took the kometz, but not when he took the lavona? Or when he took the lavona, but not when he took the kometz? Rabbi Meir Omer Pigu v'chayavan alav koris. Rabbi Meir says that's enough to be the violation. During a part of the matir, he had the wrong intent. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, ein bo koris at sheyifagya b'chol hamatir. There's only the high-level violation called pigul if he affected both parts of the matir, both the kometz and the lavona. Umodim chachamim l'Reb Meir, but the chachamim would agree to Reb Meir, b'minchas chotei v'minchas kenaos, in these two karbanos that do not have lavona, the chotei, the sinners, and the kenaos, the one of jealousy, where the woman who's accused of sota status is bringing her carbon. It does not have any lavona. Shempigo bekometz shehu pigul. Then indeed, just the kometz would cause pigul. V'chayoven alav koris sha kometz hu amater. The kometz is the thing that's causing the heter. The Rambam in Psulei Hamikdashim Tes Zayin. Indeed brings this concept of the kometz and the lavona, and if you only had intent by one, it's psula, it's going to invalidate, but it's not pigul, it's not the serious level called pigul, until he had a machsheves zman during the avoda of both parts of the matir, the kometz and the lavona. And the Rambam gives an example. Number one, b'shas holachason, while he's carrying the kometz and the lavona in the vessel, or b'shas, the wording haktarason, at the time that it's being burnt, he has this wrong intent, and then the kometz and the lavona are together, they're both being affected by that intent, and that would invalidate on the level of pigul. Continuing in the Mishnah, the second scenario that we mentioned, Shachad echad min hakivosim le'echo beis chalos l'machar. He shecht one of the lambs of Shavuos with intent to eat the bread on the wrong date. Hikter echad min habazichin le'echo beis sidarim l'machar. Or, by the lechem hapanim, he took one of the vessels that hold the spice and burnt it with intent, but he didn't do the other one with the wrong intent. So those are two matirim, and only one of them was affected by the ill intent. So Reb Meir Amar Pigu v'chayavim alav kares. Reb Meir again says there's enough here of a matir to cause pigul. V'chachamim omrim, since it's two different types, ein bo kares ad shehifagel b'chol hamatir. It's not going to be kares until the pigul is in both parts of the matir, and since you have two different types, it indeed requires intent on both of them. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.